Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A major milestone has just been achieved in the realm of environmental conservation, as Shekha Jhil Bird Sanctuary in Aligarh District, Uttar Pradesh, has been designated as a Ramsar site, marking India's 99th such site under the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. This freshwater monsoonal wetland is a critical habitat for migratory birds and supports local agrarian livelihoods. What makes this significant is that India is now among the top countries globally by number of Ramsar sites, with a total wetland area of over 13 lakh hectares under Ramsar protection. Crucially, the location of this new Ramsar site is in the Aligarh district of Uttar Pradesh, and it is a freshwater monsoonal wetland. It is worth pausing here to note that the Ramsar Convention headquarters is located in Gland, Switzerland. First, let's understand the context of this achievement. India's total Ramsar sites now stand at 99, which is a testament to the country's commitment to preserving its natural habitats. Building on this, it's essential to recognize the importance of these sites in maintaining biodiversity and supporting local ecosystems. And here is something that surprises many students: the Ramsar Convention is an international treaty that aims to conserve and manage wetlands around the world. Now, let us turn to another critical issue that has been making headlines recently. Geopolitical disruptions, including the conflict in West Asia and threats to the Strait of Hormuz, have caused global fertilizer prices to nearly double. Urea prices, for instance, have spiked from $508 per ton to $935 to $959 per ton, while DAP prices have risen from $680 to $720 to $865 to $925 per ton. But why does this matter? It matters because India's Kharif urea requirement is 19.4 million tons against an available supply of only 5.5 million tons. So what exactly changed? The global fertilizer crisis has led to a significant shortage in India, which could impact the country's agricultural production. Remember this number, 19.4 million tons, which is India's Kharif urea requirement. Note this carefully, the available supply is only 5.5 million tons. Farmers are being advised to shift to alternative inputs, including triple super phosphate, monoammonium phosphate, and biostimulants, to bridge the gap. Moving on to what this means for education in India, the Supreme Court has examined a public interest litigation seeking to extend the Right to Education Act to cover children aged 3 to 6 years, who are currently outside the scope of Article 21(a), which covers ages 6 to 14. The court has proposed forming an expert committee with the National Council of Educational Research and Training, or NCERT, to study the nationwide implementation of this expansion. This aligns with the National Education Policy 2020's emphasis on early childhood care and education as foundational to learning outcomes. What does this mean for India's strategic position in terms of education? It means that the country is taking steps to strengthen its education system, particularly in the early childhood sector. This is a favorite prelims fact. The current Article 21 coverage is ages 6 to 14, and the proposed expansion is to cover ages 3 to 6. Now, let us look at the energy sector, where the Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, or CERC, has proposed market coupling regulations to aggregate bids across all power exchanges, including the India Energy Exchange, or IEX, Power Exchange India Ltd, or PXIL, and HPX, to determine a single uniform market clearing price. Grid India will act as the market coupling operator. The short-term electricity market has grown significantly, from 65.90 billion units in 2009-10 to 238.35 billion units in 2024-25. Currently, IEX dominates the day-ahead market with a share of over 90%. But what exactly is market coupling? It's a mechanism that allows for the integration of multiple power exchanges to create a more efficient and transparent market. With that background in place, let us look at a significant discovery in the field of botany. Scientists have identified a previously unknown plant species, Staurantera aureoglossa, in the mid-elevation evergreen forests of Arunachal Pradesh. This perennial herb features distinctive bell-shaped bluish-purple flowers with a yellow tongue-like marking, which is where it gets its name, aureoglossa, meaning golden tongue. The discovery underscores the biodiversity richness of India's northeast, which lies within the Indo-Burma biodiversity hotspot. Note this carefully, the species is Staurantera aureoglossa, and it belongs to the family Gesneriaceae. Now, let us turn to the world of online gaming, where the government has notified the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026, establishing the Online Gaming Authority of India, or OGAI, a six-member regulatory body that will be effective from 1 May 2026. The framework prohibits money or gambling games while providing a structured environment for esports development. India has a significant online gaming market, with 568 million gamers and an esports market valued at $1.5 billion. Remember this number, 568 million, which is the number of online gamers in India. This is a favorite prelims fact. The projected market size of the online gaming industry in India is $8.6 billion by 2028. Moving on to what this means for India's maritime security, the Indian Navy's INS Nirikshak, a diving support vessel, was deployed to Colombo for the India-Sri Lanka Diving Exercise, or DIVEX 2026, which underscores maritime security cooperation under India's Neighbourhood First policy. The deployment also included India's Bhishma, or Bharatiya Health Stack for Management, Medical Cube for Humanitarian Assistance Capability Demonstration. DIVEX is a bilateral exercise focused on diving and salvage operations. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights India's commitment to regional maritime security and cooperation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have some important numbers to remember. The number of Ramsar sites in India is 1999, and the total wetland area under Ramsar protection is over 13 lakh hectares. The urea requirement for the Kharif season is 19.4 million tons, and the available supply is only 5.5 million tons. The number of online gamers in India is 568 million, and the projected market size of the online gaming industry is $8.6 billion by 2028. Now, let us look at some quick bites of information. The 4th Definit Space Symposium 2026 was held at the Manekshaw Center in New Delhi, with a focus on defense space industry integration. The Department of Telecommunications, or DOT, announced a revised technology development and investment promotion scheme with an allocation of 203 crore rupees for 2026-31, focusing on global telecom standardization. The Ministry of Road Transport introduced crash-absorbing safety devices, known as truck-mounted attenuators, or TMAs, for highway work zones to protect workers. Finally, let us tie these topics back to their broader significance. The designation of Shekha Jhil as a Ramsar site highlights India's commitment to environmental conservation, while the global fertilizer crisis underscores the need for sustainable agricultural practices. The expansion of the Right to Education Act and the proposed market coupling regulations in the energy sector demonstrate India's efforts to strengthen its education system and energy market. The discovery of the new plant species in Arunachal Pradesh showcases the country's rich biodiversity, and the establishment of the Online Gaming Authority of India marks a significant step in regulating the online gaming industry. The deployment of INS Nirikshak for the India-Sri Lanka diving exercise highlights India's commitment to regional maritime security cooperation.